Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Thursday, June the 18th, 2020. Now, with that said, I got a lot to say. I think Jim Fetzer is on with me, Professor James Fetzer, and Professor Joel, and they've got something to add. But with that, I'm going to let you run with it, Jim Fetzer.
Well, Stu, we got another stupid never-Trumper attack on the president by John Bolton, who's a notorious neocon war hawk. He's never seen a country he didn't want to bomb.
Who claims
in a new book that Trump asked China to help him get reelected. This is stupid beyond belief. He says, I'm hard-pressed to identify any significant Trump decision during my tenure that wasn't driven by reelection calculations. But that's really easy to refute, because when Trump shut down the economy because he believed 2.2 million American lives were at stake, he sacrificed his strongest allies in reelection, namely the vibrant, surging economy and the soaring stock market. He put the American people first. Bolton is one of those who puts himself first. Bolton is a wacko. Trump himself described him that way in a remark of about his book as made up of lies and fake stories. Well, we even have substantiation from the U.S. Trade Representative, Robert Lighthizer, who was at the meeting between Trump and the president of China in Osaka, but he never heard Trump plead with Xi to buy more agricultural products to ensure he'd win election, as Bolton alleges. So we know Bolton is just, egotist. His vanity was harmed when Trump dismissed him. And look how this is one more in an ongoing sequence of attempts to take out Trump. Plan A was Russiagate. Plan B, Ukrainegate. Plan C, impeachment. Plan D, coronavirus. Plan E, Black Lives Matter looting. Plan F, State of the Union. Plan G, Chinagate. Plan H, the summer solstice. The Democrats are desperate, especially because Zogby has just released a poll. 55% of Americans believe Biden has dementia. How the Democrats think they can run a candidate whose brain damage is beyond me, Stu, but those are the basics of this latest effort to take out the president of the United States.
That's a good report. I'll tell you, Bolton, Trump himself, after he fired him, he said, if I kept Bolton, we would be in World War VI by now. World War VI, folks. Now, Bolton's a New World Order pig, and he's tied to Wolfowitz, a former Assistant Secretary of Defense underneath Daddy Bush, who wrote the Greater Israel Plan, the Greater Israel. If you didn't know what part of it is, folks, go to StuWebb.com, click on the radio bar, scroll all the way near the bottom, look for Cynthia McKinney, an older interview several years ago with her. Former congresswoman, great gal, came and saw me on 911. Here's the deal. She said they kept coming to her. You have to sign the APEC agreement, the American-Israeli Pact Agreement, the APEC agreement, if you want to be reelected. She lost by one vote, Jim. One stinking vote, folks, because she refused to do it. It said Israel first over America. They just committed treason and sedition. Their oath of office, when they take it to Congress and Senate, is to the Constitution of the United States, not to Greater Israel, and to APEC, which encompasses Daddy Bush's former CIA counsel, Norman Brownstein, who's a New World Order pig, to Larry Mizell, who's demon or fallen angel possessed in Denver that took over for my ex-witch doctor's father, period. Now, Bolton is a New World Order pig, has pushed this Greater Israel deal and APEC, and most of the people up on the Hill today in the Congress and Senate signed that agreement. That's the reason to recall them or drag them out of office under citizen's arrest. Just look for that APEC agreement and listen to Cynthia McKinney. With that said, go ahead.
It's virtually all of them. Every member of the damn Congress. Let's get Joel in on this.
I asked Super Spook one time, Otis Johnson, and a couple of his buddies. We were all having a barbecue at his house. And I was down the street remodeling a house he got for me. It was a while back. And I said, I said, if that's the case, and they've cloned actually close to 10 million in Hope, Arkansas, how many people are, and without souls or conscience from Nazi Germany scientists, if that's the case, how many are chipped? And he says, 6 out of 10 of the congressmen and senators have been chipped, behind the ear. They're in control of them. He said, most of them is when they make a trip to Israel. They gas the room, put them to sleep, and stick the old needle to them. So anybody's been in Israel, throw them the target out of our throw them out of our government. Go ahead, Jim or Joe.
Well, the neocon movement is not anything new. For the audience that doesn't understand it, what it means is that when Stalin rose to power, Stalin was not an internationalist. He was a nationalist. The Trotskyites were the internationalists. They're the guys that were really working with the international banksters. To keep his power, he purged the Trotskyites, and those individuals went to Mexico, United States, and Canada. And they went to institutes like the Hoover Institute, the Hoover Institute, let's see if I can think of the other, there's two others that I can't think of right now that they went to. But Pearl and Billy Crystal were really the guys that pushed it. And these guys formed a group under Stu Jackson, left Stu Jackson, went under Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, his administration was really run by those neocons. So those guys have now penetrated all of what we call the deep state. And so that's what surrounds Trump. And so people like Bolton have their view, and they are what they call war hawks, because war hawks for you, but not for me. You go fight the war for us, and then we'll tell you how to do it. And so that is the story of Bolton. He's a real creep.
He's a creep. Go ahead, Jim.
Sure, Stu. We got more developments regarding this absurd situation in Seattle, where Jazz shop owner, mayhem beyond mayhem, as Seattle police ignore 911 calls. I think our mayor and governor need to get their act together. They need to come up with a plan, because this is beyond a protest. He caught a suspect who came into his business and was trying to set it on fire, but they weren't. The police wouldn't send anyone in. Then you got a Black Lives Matter supporting mayor now says she's a victim of domestic terrorism after her own home was invaded and they did some destruction. In addition, we have in Albuquerque, we got the city announcing certain 911 calls will be responded to by social workers. I'm sure that's very reassuring when you got, you know, serious criminals at work. Social workers are going to do a lot of good. Meanwhile, we have Jim Clyburn, top House Democrat, throwing cold water on the far left defund the police movement. Nobody is going to defund the police, Clyburn said. He knows it's a losing proposition. Frankly, Stu, everything is going against the Democrats. I mean, everything. It's virtually universal. But I believe they would go down to a massive defeat on the basis of the defunding the police movement all by itself. Joel.
Well, there is the way these guys work is that they always work within manipulation of legislation. Now, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the DACA defendants. In other words, Trump said he revoked Obama's passage through executive order of DACA. And DACA is you have these kids who are children of illegal aliens who've been here a long time, Well, if their parents get shipped out, well, they get shipped out too. Well, they wanted to have some legislation that said, well, that's not fair. They've been here a long time. They know the culture, yada, yada, and so let them stay. That's DACA. Now, Trump said, no, that cannot be because that's what the people of the United States asked, no DACA. And particularly us here in the Southwest know what that means. So what has happened is the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the DACA defendants by saying Trump cannot pass his law that gets rid of DACA, his executive order. So the DACA people have won. Now, what does this mean? This means among the illegal aliens, what they don't tell you is that daisy chains. In other words, a mother and a father just doesn't bring in their kids. They bring in their aunts, their uncles, their cousins. They can manipulate the law to do that, and that's what DACA means. We'll see another big surge of Mexicans or whoever coming into the United States. The second thing that has now happened is that when the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the LGBT complaint, what it did was is that under Kagan's watchful eye, they manipulated things before they changed the word sex to what it means, to another meaning. In other words, it usually means man and a woman. But in this case, what they did was that they manipulated it around to where it doesn't mean that. Now, what this does is that when rulings are done, etymology comes into play here. In other words, what is the tradition and the history of a word? It's called originality. Well, because they redefined sex and made LGBT a part of the definition of sex, they have now changed the meaning of words. And so further down the line, when we go to depend upon originality and content, it's not there. It's been weakened.
Oh, you got anything to add, Jim?
Well, I think that's an unfortunate setback, and Joel's done a pretty good sketch of what's going on there. I have one more story for you, which trying to build on this idea that Trump is full of ego. Pelosi, that Bolton was, you know, saying he's thinking about reelection when he's obviously thinking about the American people. Pelosi says Trump's ego trip is putting American lives at risk, talking about the Tulsa event. Well, just to underscore what's going on there, Trump has had around 1 million requests to come to his rally in Tulsa. Joe Biden recently did a television event, and he had a total of 68 viewers, 68 viewers. Biden can't even fill a gymnasium if you paid him to come to his events, whereas Trump is just blowing away. The Democrats understand what this really means. They're keeping up a pretense. But to try to attack Trump, this is supposed to be they're going to be exposed to coronavirus. But in fact, the whole coronavirus is a monstrous scam to begin with, where anyone who wants to know, you know, more about coronavirus should go to my new website, jimtheconspiracyguide.com, where you'll discover I have four different shows that are already available now, including what I just did Sunday on the Second Amendment and the politics of gun control. But the first is the coronavirus phenomenon, medical emergency or political pandemic. You'll find it there at Jim the Conspiracy Guy. Check it out. You'll see the enormity of the scam to which we are being objected. Joel.
Well, from the beginning, I think those that kept their head, there were too many things that were spoken concerning the coronavirus. Number one, a professor at Harvard, I believe, by Lieber, that's his name, Lieber, Professor Lieber, had accepted money from the Chinese of $1.2 or $1.5 million to build a lab in China. In the interim, he and his colleagues would receive $50,000 a month. $50,000 a month to work on this lab and the coronavirus. Well, what's going on here? Why are we giving China the means to develop a coronavirus that could be potentially used against us? So that was my tip-off that something was wrong. And as it has turned out, all of the figures have been skewed. There were enough biologists and others who were expert in this field that said, this is nonsense. This is not making any sense. What is a coronavirus? Well, they showed a picture of it, and they said, well, all this is just another virus, another flu virus. And when in the past, when the flu season came along, the only thing that people did was is to get a flu shot, or they ignored it. And maybe they got sick, maybe they didn't. Why would you shut down an entire nation, causing damage that is going to really last for years and we will not recover from? And so that is what told me something is wrong. All this was a flu virus. The number of people that were supposed to have died didn't. Nope. All it was just another, if you were old or you had precondition, there was a chance that you would die. And so why were all of the hospitals empty? Where were all the flu virus victims? Where were they? They didn't show up. So that tells you right then and there, something was wrong, something's not being told, and something is going on beyond the scene, behind the scenes.
Joe, let me pick up on that. It turns out members of parliament in Brazil broke into a hospital that claimed to have 5,000 infected with coronavirus, 200 deaths. Not one person was there. The hospital is basically vacant. It was an enormous fraud. Then we got the president of Burundi, Nkurunziza, dies suddenly after expelling the World Health Organization for a false pandemic. Recently, the Burundian government ordered the expulsion of experts from the World Health Organization responsible for advising on the false pandemic. And he dies? I mean, I'm telling you, this is unbelievable bullshit going on here. This is going all out to take control of the world by the monster globalists and their mercenaries.
Very correct, Jim. Now, I want to add something about this fake epidemic. The state of Missouri, the nursing homes, I found out, have been giving their patients tonic water, folks, because it's got quinine in it. The same pill that the President of the United States and some of the staff were taking. It's in tonic water. Snaps, it's spelled out completely, hydro something quinine. But it's what they are giving the patients for the past 30 days. I said, oh, my God, because my father's in one. Okay? So tonic water. I've spoken about it before because an alternative nurse told me about it. Well, that is a good step for everybody to do. Just take a shot of it today. A few days.
Have a gin and tonic. One of my favorite drinks.
There you go. I don't like gin, but the tonic water is nasty. Now, I've taken a shot or two, and I've been out doing some stuff in the yard because it had to be done, and I've gotten some exercise, drank a lot of water, and I've got my appetite back, and I'm not coughing like a dog from the chemtrail crud, they call it. Now, someone told me down in Texas how bad they're spraying, and I'll have a report later from them. It lights your lungs up to go along with G5. We got other problems in this country, and people have to understand beyond what we're looking at right now. The next big thing will be the coronavirus, the virus, plus the election fraud and the whole bit. Then it's going to be, oh, you got to be vaccinated. This is all the game plan. This is New World Order. These are satanic pigs whether you believe in God or the devil or not, it is. It's good versus evil, period. And God's lining all of his good people up, and most of them are the patriots in this country. Now, we got a summer solstice coming up. And before I mention that, the Reagan, you had mentioned about the Reagan administration earlier, Joe. A lot of people think Ronald Reagan was this great man and all this. Well, he was an actor, okay? And he played the game. And who did they say at the convention? Daddy Bush says J. Hugh Litkey, who was Daddy Bush's boss at the time of the CIA, the head of Pennzoil, which is part of the Zapata transfer, Zapata oil company that brings drugs in, that I got a DEA agent before the United States Congress in 97 about the tankers coming into California full of drugs all the time, and Zapata's never stopped. Nobody would do anything. That's an example. Now, I was in prison with Escobar, the drug dealer's cousin, who told me why he was there, because the amount of money laundered through Silverado, they pulled him over there. But he supplied the Actors Guild, and he had the boat that landed in San Francisco. It would have been around 90 or 91, 92, in that time frame. The largest shipment of drugs coming across the Suez, the Panama Canal, which Daddy Bush owns, by the way, the New World Order again. Now, he told me he used to supply Ronald Reagan at the Actors Guild with all the drugs. They got a special vault so the actors and actresses aren't caught on the street buying drugs. Anyway, that's one thing about Ronald Reagan, plus a lot of other things. He didn't have memory of Iran-Contra, okay? There's a lot about this guy. We haven't had a president of the United States since they whacked Kennedy, in my opinion. Now, Joe, you're aware how deep this goes, the summer solstice and the human sacrifices that will be coming up in Denver. Now, folks, I believe in prayer. It's powerful. Matter of fact, if you listen to my last broadcast with Chris and Lane, oh, man, warn angels against the enemy. They're in trouble. But we got a solstice coming up, and this is the New World Order pigs. These Satanists, these Luciferians, the one that worships Satan, who claim, oh, we're going to win this big battle, New World Order, get rid of two-thirds of the population, there'll be a third left to serve us. Now, Super Spook Otis Johnson told me there's 200,000 aliens registered with the NSA, and there's 10 million cloned out of Hope, Arkansas before they murdered him. And he told me Mueller was going to go to jail, and he didn't go to jail. He said if he doesn't do his job. Otis got killed, and Flynn, who he was working with, got arrested. I will say no more, but there's things coming back and around, and they're going to be powerful because the people are involved. Now, Joe, Jim, I see the next big thing, elections and vaccinations. And folks, that vaccination has your credit debit chip in it, and it has a DNA changer so they can change your DNA and like people like Hildebeest. Now, Joe, I want you to go for the summer solstice, explain why they do this. Murdering kids, sacrificing them. It'll be done in Denver, Colorado, folks. It's the ley lines. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. It's been proven by science. There are what is called the telluric energies. And all it is that the Earth generates its own magnetic energy. And they follow certain tracks, just like you have acupuncture points on your body with acupuncture lines and acupuncture nodes. Well, the Earth has the same thing. And one of them is Denver. Now, Stu had a gentleman by the name of Jay Parker, who was raised in a satanic home in Arden, Delaware. And he said the two cities of Rose Valley, Pennsylvania, and Arden, Delaware, were built specifically for those who are followers of the fallen angel, alien if you want to call it, or they were called Satanists. And Jay was raised in that kind of home. In other words, he watched and witnessed human sacrifice. And the reason that they had that two villages there is what is called the Arcadian Ley Line. and it goes all the way around the world, but specifically in between those two little villages is the ley line. And what they do on every solstice is that they do satanic sacrifices. And I think at this point, it would, because it seems so far-fetched for most people, I would suggest, Stu, that you tell the story of how Otis Johnson, and who Otis Johnson was tasked with going to the old Navarre and what he had to do and who he met and who picked him up in his aircraft to take him to Denver. Go ahead, Stu.
Well, being super spook, he was Casey, William Casey's assistant. And they were all involved in Iran-Contra. So Casey decided, because George Bush had looted the country so bad and was drugging it so bad, and he was part of the OSS way back with Daddy Bush. Now, he decided he was going to put an end to it.